Welcome back to a very special edition of Tangy Talks, because this is a crossover where we will be playing it on the Hospitality Mentor podcast. So Hospitality Mentor podcast listeners, you're getting a sneak peek of our short-term vacation rental boutique hospitality podcast that I do with my partner, Victor Feria. So Victor, say hello to the Hospitality Mentor audience.
Hello, hello. Thank you, Steve, for putting me on, and all the viewers out there. We little glimpse of what we do on Fridays. So welcome.
Yep. And for a fun fact for you diehard listeners, Victor Feria was the very first ever guest on the Hospitality Mentor podcast when I had no idea what I was doing, and I had no microphone, no lights, and no structure to the show. So
man, you've come a long way.
Come a long way.
Yeah, man. I'm honored, and thank you for having me as your first guest, man. It was it's pretty cool to see the trajectory, right? From just small time Victor to, man, now you got some amazing guests and great production. So proud of you, man.
Well, thank you very much. And you were the most important guest. You were the first. So you will always have that on there.
There you go.
But we've had a lot going on this week.
Oh, yeah.
I've been busy. I got sick, everybody. Victor is with me with the Hospitality Mentor. We got to go see the Wine and Food Festival here in South Beach, which is just so much energy and the best of the best chefs and hoteliers and sommeliers and distillers. And Victor, it was your first time. What did you think?
It was amazing. I think the first thing I told you as soon as we walked onto the beach, I was like, this is like ultra for food. I'm like, this is ultra musical festival for food. It was amazing. I love the atmosphere, the music playing, all of the options, all of the restaurants that were out there. It was amazing. It was a great time, and I can't wait to go back next year. And I have to admit, I'm still sweating out some burgers.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. I had maybe too much fun. I think my body was like just high on all the adrenaline and burgers and wine, and I bummed out. I had to miss 2 days of it, but the Hospitality Mentor stand-ins, my parents and my brother and his girlfriend went and got some good content that we were able to share the rest of those days. But I always love going to that.
There you go.
We had our first ever favor event. So the Florida Alliance of Vacation Rentals. If you don't know, now you know. Victor and I are the co-chairs. So how do you think our first event went?
It went well. It went well. You know, we were expecting a bigger crowd, but I'm super thankful and grateful for everyone that showed up. We had Own Outdoors out there. Ian, thank you so much for sponsoring the event. We had Cooking Genie. Laura came all the way from Ohio and flew out into the event. We were in the beautiful Yotel on the 12th floor of the pool, looking out to a beautiful Miami City, and got to chat and talk it up with a lot of industry like-minded people. So it was a great time whenever we can connect, right?
Right. And then I had to sneak out. I gave it my all. I still wasn't feeling good, left over from the Wine and Food Festival. And I gave a little speech where I thought I almost threw up giving the speech. But Victor, what was the line you gave me?
What was it? It was 50% of Steve is better than 100% of most people. So I couldn't even tell. I told you backstage, man, you played it off so good. It was a great, great speech. And man, you know, get sick more often, I guess.
I don't know about that, but I had to leave. Everyone's like, where are you going? I was like, I got to go. And I proceeded to lose some weight, I think, over the next 24 hours. Which I look pretty good on camera today. I'm going to say, I'm feeling pretty good. It's a good way to get this detox going. But anyhow, we had a lot of fun this week. It's been just a fun journey in this vacation rental world. And we just want to share the things that we're learning. So if this is the first time you're listening, we cover different topics and different things going on. But today, there's just a lot of news with Airbnb. And in this industry, most people just call these things, oh, I'm going to book an Airbnb. They don't say to book a vacation rental, a short-term rental, or, you know, long-term stay somewhere. So, you know, I think we can jump into some of these and share some of the feedback that we've seen. But there's a lot going on with Airbnb. They're changing a lot of things. And this article that we saw that says Airbnb's market edge and future prospects is growing, and they're offering a lot of new services. And some of the services they're offering now is collections will be a new thing that you can look at. So certain homes that are fitting in collections, and you're starting to see Airbnb do that for a while now, where you can like search for farms or like tree houses or yurts. Right. But now they're having specific collections, and then they're going to have new ultra luxury segments of Airbnb Plus, which they've had, but now they're going to have beyond by Airbnb. So like very curated places and stays. What do you think about this happening? Why do you think we're doing this at Airbnb?
Yeah, I think it's what we keep, you know, seeing and talking about, the experiences, you know, and kind of setting it apart from other properties, and being more, like you said, you know, curated, and creating that experience and that everlasting memory for guests. So I think it's really cool. You know, I want to see what the properties look like, as they have a lot of unique properties already to begin with, but now it's probably going to be a lot better to search for them and optimize. So it's going to be interesting to see it. Maybe one of our Tangi properties ends up in one of them.
Yeah, it's going to be, I hope. Well, we definitely got stuff that qualifies, so that's for sure. But it was interesting because, you know, I've had Amazon Prime, you know, the watch, right, for a long time.
Right.
And now they make me pay for an extra $2 if I don't want to see commercials. So really? I'm not paying this extra $2. I'm still paying the subscription. But the commercials, most of them are Airbnb commercials.
Oh, yeah.
And the way they show it is like a family in a hotel room and all the challenges they have. And then that hotel room like opens up into a house and that shows like the best vacation. So it shows clearly that Airbnb sees hotels as its number one competitor. And then VRBO during the Super Bowl had a commercial making fun of Airbnb, right? Where they're like, oh, a beautiful farm stay. And they walk in, it's like chickens flying everywhere, right? So VRBO sees Airbnb as a competitor. Airbnb sees hotels as its competitor. So I think that's why we're going to see a lot more of these collections, premium plus. And then they bought an AI company, it shows. And that AI company is to really be like a digital concierge to give planning and tools.
Yeah.
You think that's going to be something people use?
Hey, it's been used more and more. You know, how cool would it be that you just go on to Airbnb, select your property, and then it creates, you know, includes experiences. It creates already events and things that you could do, and it almost set it up as like a package. You know, that's like a kind of like a travel concierge or a person that I feel could, you know, you really give value to guests and the experiences. So I'm looking forward to seeing that, man. And Vrbo and Airbnb always competing. It's some friendly banter. I think it's good, you know. Competition makes everyone better. So yeah, all for it.
I think we should share because, like, look, I'm all about, some people are all about, they have to be direct bookings and they hate Airbnb and they hate the OTAs. I think you and I have come up understanding that it's part of the game, just like it is in hotels.
Right.
But we have an interesting business mix. But what's number one of our business generators?
Yeah, without a doubt, it's Airbnb. You know, I'd say it's 60% Airbnb, you know, and then the other 20% Vrbo and Booking.com and Marriott, and then some direct bookings as well. Airbnb is our strong suit, basically.
Yeah, so I still think that that's going to be just like Uber, right? Like, I don't use Lyft, so everyone says I'm going to get an Uber. I think most of the time there's still some Lyft fans, there's still VRBO fans and people that book on other channels. But you know, it's interesting to see how this keeps evolving because now hotels want to get into this. This wasn't part of our run of show here, but I want to bring it up here. Is Hilton got into some of this now, where Hilton is now teaming up with AutoCamp. And for those of you that don't know AutoCamp, if you're not driving, pause, take a look at it. It's really cool where they have like these unique outdoor experiences that are with Airstreams and ultra luxury tents. So now if you're a Hilton member, you can use your points to book your stay at these places. Wow. And so it just shows you, you know, if you had that unique Airstream in your backyard, now you're competing against Hilton with AutoCamp, right? So this whole world's going to start to evolve with more and more hotels getting into it because they see this is what people want. So all the worlds are going to start to mesh.
That's incredible. Yeah, that's I learned something new today. I learned something new today with that. So that's going to be very unique.
That's big news, but we see it. Like even here in Miami, like when we had our event at the Yotel for Favor, we had on the 12th floor and we were overlooking all the cranes that are going up.
It's incredible.
And we have the stat, I think we talked about it last week, is that there's 12,000 new condo units being built in just downtown Miami, which is not a huge section. So if you're not from Miami, it's a couple miles.
Right.
8,000 of those are going to be short-term rentals.
Incredible. Right,
that you're allowed to short-term rental. So that's basically putting four of the largest hotel resorts into a couple block radius, and they're out there. So you got to be unique, but that's how people want to travel. If they're building them, people are using them. I just don't know what the demand will be. So it's going to be interesting to see where this all falls in that area.
That's, I'm sure, you know, competition is going to be so big that it's going to start turning into some mixed use, right? You know, it's going to be really tough to just have all short-term rentals on there. So it's interesting to see, you know, we'll wait out in a couple of years and all these investors coming from South America and investing into Miami. It's a pretty unique and special time.
Yeah. It'll be good deals for travelers once they're all open. That's what I think. So you get some good rates on some Airbnbs in the downtown area.
Yeah, there you go.
But Airbnb now, next topic, this is going to be our Airbnb show because we had a lot of headlines from them, is the eclipse effect on Airbnb bookings. So we see that the big total eclipse that's coming here to the United States is a big travel, it's a big deal in travel.
Right.
And Airbnb saw a 1,000% increase in searches for stays along the solar eclipse's path of totality. So people are looking for unique experiences. Those searches have surged. We don't have any homes in those areas right now, though.
No, not right now. Yeah, we saw the map. We were looking at the map earlier, and it's kind of go through like West Coast all the way, ending out to like New York area, going through like Kentucky and all of that. So we won't have that special vantage point, but it'll be pretty cool, right? I feel like we have a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse like every other year. Is it just me?
Yeah, this one's like a big one because I think it lasts the longest. But what's interesting is that it shows you people are traveling for unique experiences now.
Right.
This wasn't on my radar usually ever, but now there's Airbnb, we see, has the search data. We covered it in another show that I do with my other co-host, Sarah Dandashi, that Delta has created just a flight that you can board to start the total eclipse and just fly through the totality arc the whole way and have like a viewing party on the plane. There's hotels that are selling out that would never sell out because they're in those cities. So,
right. Yeah. And that's what I'm seeing here. It's like unique areas that don't necessarily have a lot of hotels. So Airbnb is, you know, the standout places for people to stay. So we see 1,000% surge is what Airbnb is reporting. It's crazy.
So let's just say not everyone's going to have a total eclipse in their area, but there's different unique things they might be able to do. What are some things that you would tell like someone starting out in a vacation rental? Kind of tap into what's happening in their cities to look on pricing. What would you give advice on?
Yeah, so right away, you know, I feel I would do AirDNA, you know, AirDNA or Key Data. I would look at the market and see what's going on. Look out for special events. You know, there's a lot of softwares where they already have those built-in events where your prices will surge. But if you see specific, you know, local or regional parts of your area where there's going to be events, I think it would be a great place to start. What do you think?
Yeah, I would just say make sure you know those events because a lot of people keep the same rate. Like we talked to so many people that just have a flat rate all year round or each month. Is know when Taylor Swift is coming to your town or know when the F1 race circuit is coming to your town or know when the Super Bowl is coming and change those things because there's a lot of money that you can be making just by doing those things. And it's clearly show here, you know, those searches, if you aren't a savvy Airbnb host right now, you're going to miss out because you have all these eyes on your properties right now. So go make sure if you're in this path of totality, take a look at your pricing and see if you can make some extra bucks, but really unique experiences is what drives people to travel now.
For sure. Yeah, man. And interesting, you know, if you are a guest and if you're listening here and you're a guest, on that portion, and I think it's also a good time to look at the prices ahead of time, you know, and be strategic in the dates that you're looking for. You know, Monday through Wednesdays are predominantly the lower rate days that you'll find out. Just like us, I mean, we push rates a little higher closer to the weekend. You know, obviously Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays are the prime rates, and then you know Monday through Wednesdays are the lower rates. So be strategic also as a guest.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that kind of goes into our next topic here, which is we found out the most overpriced Airbnb markets in the country. And so we want to tell you the most overpriced. And when they say this is for people traveling. So just make sure because these places usually have a lockdown on how many Airbnbs can be there or there's not enough of them there. So keep an eye out. Number one, and this is a tough market, is Key West, Florida is ranked as the most overpriced market. where the rates are going as high as $1,200 a night, just for some standard homes. But
incredible.
It's a small area, tough market, right? We've tried to get in there, and we've been kicked out from the Keys to overall the Florida Keys. But, you know, since we have some insight, what is it like trying to operate in the Keys if you don't have a license? What happens, Victor?
Yeah, no, I mean, not only is it tough to get into it as an investor, it's also as a guest, you know, in that point. But as a host, you know, these zones are very, very specific in the Keys, and they're, you know, basically areas where you can't do it. So not necessarily that you can't do it, but there's like a minimum. So there's certain areas that there's a 30-day minimum. There's other areas that you have, you know, two night minimum. And then some other areas it's 7. So really, you know, research that area, try to find somebody local that can give you more insight, because like I said, it's hard to get into it and to invest. And there's not a lot of properties, I think, either for sale. And if you do find them, it's going to be at a premium, right?
Let me give you all the top 5. So the top 5 here, they said most overpriced. Number 1 is Key West, Florida. Number 2, Saratoga Springs, New York. Number 3, Oxnard, California. Number 4, Mountain Village, Colorado. And number 5, Mooresville, North Carolina. So not really like major cities, right? Because the major cities have a lot of options.
Right.
There's some more of like the smaller towns and cities that drive a lot of tourism, but they are the most expensive. So
incredible.
If you were looking to travel, what's a good tip you think for people to find a good Airbnb, but at the cheapest rate? How would you tell one of your friends to do that?
For sure. Yeah. Just Airbnb filters, verbal filters are your best friends, right?
Yeah. Walk us through. Like we've never used it before.
Never used it. So right away, you know, I'm going through my through the Airbnb filters. I'm looking at, you know, what are the super hosts? What, you know, who are the super hosts in that area? I'm looking through all of the descriptions, you know, and kind of basing one Airbnb versus the other one and what my value would be, you know, and stay. So I'm looking at a property that has similar amenities, you know, just to give an example, 3-2 with a pool versus another 3-2 with a pool. You know, I'm looking at the rates, I'm looking at the value, I'm looking at the service and how quickly the owner responds and how do they respond. And I'm also looking for pictures and reviews, right? Those are the top things that most people are looking for. I'm looking for cleanliness. I'm looking for, you know, ease of check-in, location. So those are some, you know, tips and things that I would tell my friends immediately, like, hey, if you're looking for a property, this is where when I would look, what I would be looking for. Now, when, like I mentioned earlier, it's most likely I'll probably be booked those Airbnbs either between Monday through Wednesday. Those are definitely the times that I'm booking those properties.
Yep, I think those are good tips. I think another one too is when you do look at those filters, you click that super host, and then you could sort by cheapest price, and you can kind of see those best hosts and what they're charging. And then something we get all the time, like I know we don't love it, but we got to encourage guests if they're listening here, ask for a discount. We have so many people asking for discounts. We give it a good time, a good chunk of the time, depending on how many nights we have open. It might just be a couple bucks.
Right.
I'm here with something huge, but you never know. It's a good way to do it. So don't be afraid if you're traveling, especially in Key West and Saratoga and Oxnard. That's you really can ask true. Those guests for a discount, especially if you're booking in the middle of the week. They might 100%. Be willing to do it for you. And if you're booking some longer stays, they might do that for you as well.
We always tell our team, you know, we get that question, like you mentioned, all the time. And I tell our team, you know, our guests more than likely are wanting to see or wanting to you know, feel like they won. Like, all right, you know, even if it's a $100 discount, $150, $200, you know, that's something for them. That's saying, hey, you know, I kind of knocked the price down a little bit. They're going to be proud. They're going to go to their wife, their kids, like, hey, look, we got a discounted price on this amazing property. And then they'll be more inclined to book as opposed to another competitor that maybe, you know, they'll say, no, we're sticking to our guns. Just offer $100, offer $100 and see what it gets.
Yeah, it's true. So don't be afraid to ask out there. but look, that wraps up our news section here. And I want to get into some tips and tricks for people out there. You know, we just launched 2 new properties on our site. And, you know, I want to give some people of their first time hosts, like what they should be doing. We do have a guarantee for our new clients that if we don't get you a booking in the first 30 days, we're going to pay you $1,000 because we're so locked into our system and how we do things. But if you were talking to a first-time person trying to get into this business and they're signing up their first client, what are some keys for successful onboarding? Because we've had to work on that for a long time.
Oh yeah.
How would you tell someone to be successfully onboarding somebody?
For sure. Yeah, this didn't happen overnight, and we had a lot of trial and error. Steve, you remember those calls that I would give you? I'm like,
yeah. We had some pain where I would get the 30-minute call like this. I can't believe this is happening because we didn't onboard.
Growing pains. Yeah, we'll call it growing pains. But yeah, we've gone through that process, countless of times, and every time I say we're switching and we're improving it. But really, it's all about setting expectation. If you're a property manager, if you're, a professional manager and taking on your first property and setting expectation for those owners, having that one-on-one or discovery call, hearing them out, seeing what their needs are, what are their overheads, what are their goals short-term and long-term with the properties. And then providing any tips, you as a professional, you have to know what are the best practices and what guests are looking for, if it's in your local market or, in the specific region you are. And don't be scared to share that advice. Sometimes I recall earlier on, I would really have a hard time letting the owner kind of know straightforward about their property. I don't want to hurt their feelings. But I also wanted to be straightforward because we know this is a partnership and it's going to help and benefit each other. But be straightforward and letting them know. The next step, finally, you get it signed, the property stays, photos are taken, property is cleaned. And then next is having that one-on-one, sitting down with the owner and going through an onboarding process. That onboarding process, I think, has been key for us. We sit down with our owners for an hour and we go through every single processes that we go through for our company and let them ask questions. And show them what the processes are, show them what they have access to, how to communicate with us, give them situations and scenarios where they could be facing. Because like we've said it, for me and you hoteliers, this comes natural. But for someone that's never experienced, a guest being upset about hot water at 9 p.m., it could be, it could be a big deal.
Oh, it's true. And I think that's the key. If you're starting out, you want to be a co-host the first time, or you really want to help and get into this industry, is one, know what you're actually getting into. It is 24 hours a day. So if you're just a team of one, be prepared, because that's what it was like for Victor and I when we both first started, because we started at different times, but we were lucky enough to have a little bit of a team. Victor, not as much at the beginning. So know that, but also it's all about setting expectations from the very beginning and sticking to those standards and rules that you have in place, because if not, you can get yourself into a big hole with certain real estate partners or owners of properties that are contacting you at 11 o'clock at night just to have a chat because they're in a different time zone, right? And they're not using the proper channels. So we've learned a lot over the last almost 6 years. So we will continue to tweak and improve, but I think we've got it down pretty good right now. And so if you're an owner that is not getting that love from one of your management companies now, or you're just looking to hand off some of the responsibilities, contact Victor and I. We're happy to help you.
There you go, man. Yeah, I mean, you can get so easily wrapped up into the day-to-day and the operations that you forget, who's making it possible, and it's your clients. So show them love, hear them out, ask them, hey, what would you, like to see from us? How's our services doing? Is our communication enough? What is it that you need to make us stand out and make you feel happy to be partnered with us? So I think those are pretty good little nuggets there.
I think it's great, because now we're seeing our biggest source of growth is our current clients, right? They're referring, or they're adding more properties because they see how it's working for them. So
referral programs.
Yeah.
Referral programs.
I love seeing it. The other thing that's going on right now, for our area, it's a booming time, right? And we were talking about this morning. We had a great month last month. But we had to do some work a couple of months ago to make sure this was successful. So if this is your downtime coming up, or you're preparing to get into your downtime, Victor, what were some of the things that we did 6 months ago that are now reaping the benefits now?
That's incredible, Steve, right? It's we talked about this in our finance meeting earlier today, and we were discussing, it's incredible how 4 or 5 months ago, all the work that we put in, you know, can reap the benefits now. And, you know, we did a lot. We restructured contracts with current softwares and current systems that we were using. We analyzed all of our entire budget and said, you know, this is 100% needed. This might not be needed. And we went through the entire P&L and questioned every single thing and made a lot of changes in September that now we're seeing are reaping the benefits. And not only just by, you know, restructuring contracts or agreements with vendors, but also adding services and providing different ways that you can advance or enhance the guest experience, and also making, you know, the company a little bit money. Could be handyman services that we launched, could be guest protection services as well. There's a number of ways, right?
Yes. And I think for the lesson to take from here is, you know, when you see that you are going to have some tough times, don't be afraid to have the conversation with your vendors, because they want you to succeed too. If you're not in business, they've lost a client.
Right.
And so I don't want you to think that it's not okay to restructure deals, because we went through every vendor, every paper towel, chemical sheet. Like, are these the best products at the best prices? Not just to cut prices. Like, do we have the best deals that we can get in place? Are we maximizing our purchasing power enough? Are we scheduling our housekeepers the right way, our handyman, our managers? Right. So once we dialed all that in, it's become our best busy season we've had since we've been open. Would you agree?
I agree. And I'm excited because I believe it's only going to get better. And now March is upon us, March 1st. Mm-hmm. So we got crazy March, at least here in South Florida, with all the spring breakers and all the fun festivals and things we have in March. You know, how are you preparing for? I know your area gets crazy.
Well, listen, I'm trying to see if they actually quote me in this article, but the Miami Herald interviewed me the day I wasn't feeling so good, when you saw me walk in, about what I think about spring break here. And if you've been watching what happens in spring break here in Miami Beach, it gets out of control. It's always on CNN of like riots breaking out and people getting shot on Miami Beach, which is not how we want to represent the city here. So I'm excited by what Miami Beach is doing, really putting some strict things in place. It's not about, we don't want people to have a good time here. I want people to party and enjoy this city. I want them to follow the laws. I don't want people getting killed. I don't want people's property getting damaged. Because we see it in some of our vacation homes. We know what zone those are in, and it's a little scary. So we do a really good job at screening people for those times. Like, how would you tell somebody to help screen somebody? Like, we can't do things illegally, but we ask certain questions and have age limits. So is there anything else you would advise someone to do?
Yeah, 100%. You know, we ask two questions. And I think you get a lot out of those questions. You know, what are your reasons for traveling to, you know, to whatever the destination is? In our case, Miami. And then what are your plans during your time here? I think you get a lot out of those two questions. You know, reasons could be, you know, visiting family, you know, honeymoon, whatever it may be. And then plans while you're here will also, you know, kind of indicate how that stay would go. So just like you said, you know, not only those two questions, but also screening the guests to make sure that their government ID is verified, making sure their communication, like a form of communication, either email or phone number, all of that good stuff is verified. And you know, that's just common practice for what we do. But I think those two questions will definitely give you the right answer.
Yeah, I think that's good. And then we have some unique technology, right? There's a company called Minute that we can put into the units, so we can measure decibel levels. It's not recording conversations or videotaping, but it measures decibel levels. And so if it's getting too loud, it alerts us and lets us know that there might be a party going on, so we can jump on that. But
there you
listen,
go.
We've covered a lot of things here in this half hour. It flies by. We've talked about a lot. So for the Hospitality Mentor listeners, thank you. If you stuck around and listened to Tangy Talks, and if you liked it, make sure to subscribe. We're on every major streaming platform. And I got to give a shout out to our sponsor of Real-Time Reservation, a single platform for ancillary revenue as technology solutions that empower the hospitality industry to maximize revenue, streamline operations, and enhance the guest experience. So thank you to Realtime. And we've actually partnered with them on our website, staywithtangy.com. We appreciate being a partner. So, Victor, any parting words for our listeners today?
Not yet. Just, you know, go ahead and strategize the upcoming busy season. I think we shared a lot of nuggets over here, and I'm excited to continue doing Tangy Talks and having more conversation. And I'm excited every time you tell me our viewership is getting bigger and bigger. It excites me from 3 to I don't know how much now.
Yeah, we keep growing. I think we're at 12.
There you go.
But thank you for listening today. And if you do have some questions, you ever want to get involved in the short-term rental or vacation rental world, let us know. We love talking about it, and we hope to see you next week.